From Maine Public Radio and mainepublic.org, I'm Ed Morin with the news on This Day in Maine, Tuesday, June 18th, 2019.
This Day in Maine is made possible by listeners like you and by Red Zone Wireless, providing a local alternative for broadband throughout Maine. Learn more at redzonewireless.com.
The Portland City Council has chosen a site in Riverton on the city's outskirts for a new homeless shelter. The location will be a 150-bed replacement for Portland's overflowing Oxford Street shelter. The site was approved by a narrow margin following discussion about whether or not councilors should turn their attention to changing the shelter model before voting on a location. Councilor Jill Dusson urged councilors to make their decision that evening.
And not deciding is deciding not to improve what we're doing. And we know from all of the studies and reports that what we are doing right now at Oxford Street is not the best we can do.
The new site has been a contentious decision for the City Council. Critics say the Riverton site will be too difficult for people to access and too far from centralized city services needed by people at the shelter. The other site under consideration was located near the Casco Bay Bridge. Maine Republican U.S. Senator Susan Collins has taken her 7,000th consecutive vote in the U.S. Senate as she gears up for what's expected to be a competitive re-election race in 2020. The Maine senator said that even with Washington's toxic atmosphere, voters can relate to showing up for work every day. But Democrats are hoping that one vote in particular, her support for Supreme Court Justice Brett Kavanaugh, will put Collins at odds with voters. Thousands have ridden their bicycles in the three-day trek across Maine, but only one participant has accomplished the feat on a single wheel. Hugh Sharp from Cape Elizabeth rode 180 miles on a unicycle in the annual fundraiser for the American Lung Association, which ended on Sunday. His pace was slower than the other cyclists, so he had to pedal longer. The nurse anesthetist at Maine Medical Center was pedaling in honor of his father, who died 2 years ago from chronic obstructive pulmonary disease. In the weather tonight, overcast statewide with spotty coastal drizzle and fog, lows in the 50s, generally overcast tomorrow with increasing humidity, showers away from the coast, most during the afternoon, highs in the 60s to mid-70s. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Ed Morin.
On the next Maine Calling, we talk tech and answer your questions about desktops, laptops, tablets, and smart gadgets. I'm Keith Shortall. Technology is supposed to make our lives simpler, but often figuring out what device to buy and when to upgrade can be complicated. Join me and our tech team for answers to your personal computing questions, Wednesday, live at 1 and rebroadcast at 8 on Maine Public Radio.
This Day in Maine is made possible by listeners like you and by Red Zone Wireless, providing a local alternative for broadband throughout Maine. Learn more at redzonewireless.com.
A week after his trial began, John Williams has been found guilty in the murder of Somerset County Sheriff's Deputy Eugene Cole. Williams led local and national law enforcement on a nearly four-day manhunt in Norwich Walk in April of last year. As Patty White reports, the decision brings some closure for Cole's family, but Williams' attorney plans to appeal.
The jury's verdict came just a few hours after closing arguments were made on Tuesday morning. State Prosecutor Lisa Marchese said outside the courthouse after the trial that there was solid evidence that John Williams, now 30, intended to kill 61-year-old Corporal Cole when he shot him in the early morning hours of April 25, 2018.
The confession, in my view, was the most compelling piece of evidence in the case.
The fact that Williams shot Cole was not in dispute during the trial. The question was whether he did it intentionally or knowingly. In closing arguments, Marchese referenced Williams' confession to police, where he used the words that he wanted to, quote, eliminate Cole. That statement, Marchese says, plus the close range in which Williams shot Cole, shows his intent.
By putting the trigger up against the neck of Corporal Cole, he intended to kill him. That wasn't just a confused, drugged-out person. He did what he wanted to do.
Williams had been wanted on outstanding drug and weapons charges. While on patrol, Cole spotted Williams and pulled over his marked truck to arrest him outside a Norridgewalk residence. But during the encounter, Cole fell and Williams shot him. Williams fled, first in Cole's marked truck and then on foot into the woods, where he evaded capture for nearly 4 days. His defense attorney, Vern Parody, told jurors that his client was impaired from heavy drug use and that his intention was not to kill Cole, but to avoid going to jail. Parody had sought a lesser charge of manslaughter.
It was a tough case to defend all along, and we knew that, so it's not surprising. It's definitely disappointing.
Outside the courthouse, Parody reiterated some of the arguments he made in court. He disagrees that Williams shot Cole in such close proximity. He also contends that police coerced his client into confessing. He says those 2 points will be the primary basis for an appeal. Meanwhile, Corporal Cole's brother, Tom Cole, says the verdict brings the family some relief after a difficult year.
Nobody really wins today. There's no win-lose. Doesn't bring Gene back.
Williams is expected to be sentenced this fall, where his attorney will seek the minimum sentence of 25 years, and the state will seek the maximum in Maine, a life sentence without probation or parole. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Patty White.
There are hundreds of bills introduced in the first session of the Maine legislature, but there's only one that must be passed, the 2-year state budget. Joining me now from our Augusta Bureau to discuss some of what's in the budget is Maine Public Senior Political Correspondent Mal Leary. Mal, where is most of this almost $8 billion being spent?
Well, Ed, the biggest expense is for what I would call the basic operations of state government. Paying all those workers that answer the phones, the snowplow drivers, the law enforcement officers, the thousands of state workers that provide services we all rely on during the year, for example, getting our driver's license renewed. A lot of money, though, over $1 billion a year, goes to support education, both at the local level and higher education facilities. So it's really not spent by state government. Even though it's collected by state government, it then goes back out to other units, such as local schools or the university system. Another big expense that's in the budget is health care for the poor. We call it Maine Care. The federal government calls it Medicaid. It's mostly federal funds, but the state has to match those dollars. That matches roughly 2 federal dollars for every state dollar. So Maine taxpayers are paying close to $1 billion in this budget for health care.
So that's a lot of spending you've outlined for existing programs. What's some of the new spending?
Well, Ed, you remember that old saying about a billion here, a billion there? Pretty soon you're talking real money. Well, there certainly are a lot of new areas where there's more spending. For example, we mentioned Medicaid. Well, the voters expanded Medicaid a couple years ago, but it's finally taking effect. The cost is coming due. That's about $125 million in state money, but it will generate close to $700 million in federal funds because there's a better matching rate on an expansion than there is on Medicaid itself. So all of that money is coming into the system. Municipal revenue sharing goes up to 3% of the state income and sales taxes. Then the amount of the homestead property tax exemption goes to $25,000 from the current $20,000. Now, that's the program that reduces the value of your home and thereby reduces your local property tax bill. And there's another provision in there that makes more Mainers eligible for the property tax fairness credit on their income tax. So we have a lot of programs here that are also aimed at trying to make the taxes more fair and balanced in the state. By taking some of the revenue coming in from the income tax and the sales tax and using it to address the high property taxes in many communities.
So it sounds like what you've talked about at this point is expanded spending on things that have been around for a while. What about new initiatives? Is there some new spending in all of the budget?
Well, you're right. Most of what's being called new spending is really spending on existing programs in state government. But there are some truly new areas. For example, there's a $4 million appropriation for broadband expansion to serve areas of the state that are being underserved. That's new. There's been very little done for broadband expansion with state money. There's been a little federal money for it. Besides that appropriation, there's a bond issue that is kicking around that, if the voters approve it, that will go for broadband. There's also several renewable energy initiatives that invest in new programs to help homeowners, businesses get more efficient energy systems, whether we're talking heating and cooling through heat pumps or more efficient motors, for example, in a business for their electricity consumption.
So you've talked about a lot of spending. It's a lot of money, almost $8 billion in the state budget. Does that pretty much cover all spending by state government?
Well, it covers most of it for sure, Ed, but there's also a whole bunch of individual bills that are on what the legislature calls its appropriations table. Literally, there's over $800 million worth of bills, but there's only money that's been set aside by legislative leaders to pay for about $6 million of funding. So in these last days of the session, one of the big topics that lawmakers are dealing with is which one of those literally scores of bills will actually be funded and at how much within that cap of $6 million.
Maine Public Senior Political Correspondent Mal Leary. Thanks, Mal.
Thank you, Ed.
And that's today's Maine News. For more stories, visit mainepublic.org and join us tomorrow afternoon at 1 for Maine Calling and a visit from our personal computing experts. I'm Ed Morin.